and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on this Labor Day weekend. Boy, I wish it was the 4th of July weekend. I'm not ready for the winter months ahead, to say the least. But nevertheless, I appreciate you spending time with me here today. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the deputy editor for the auto section of Consumer Reports, Jeff Bartlett, who worked with me for a number of years at Motor Trend. And we're going to be talking about a gamut of items. Hour number two of the broadcast will bring us another gentleman who I have great respect for. His name is Stephen Cole Smith. He is the automotive editor of the Orlando Sentinel, the newspaper, but he's also a contributor to many magazines, including Car and Driver, Motor Trend, Road and Track. He also does a bunch of online stuff. Steve is a former radio host himself, and he also is an expert in the realm of motorsports. We'll talk a little motorsports stuff with him, but we'll also talk about his interview recently with Ralph Nader, and we'll talk to him about what he thinks about cash for clunkers and some of the other stories dominating the world of automobiles in recent months. Hour number three of the program, we are scheduled to be joined by a representative from a new company, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that deeper into the show. Meanwhile, we've got our regular features, the Motorsports Update with Jeff Bressler coming up in hour number two of the program, and right now, a quick look at the automotive news, and the automotive news report is brought to you by Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, you can visit the corporate website for all the products made by this company. It's www.goldeagle.com. They're the folks that make Stabil and a bunch of other things. And a matter of fact, next week at this time, we'll be joined by Tom Wicks from Stabil, who's going to be telling us about some of the latest and greatest from the company. Meanwhile, some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles include the fact that the Frankfurt Auto Show is just around the corner, and that means a number of the world's automakers are readying some world debuts. Let me give you a couple of teases of what we're going to be seeing at the gigantic Frankfurt event. I was there once back in the year 1999, and it is probably one of the more unusual auto shows in all of the world in that the press conferences are spread throughout a series of buildings, some of these buildings more than a mile apart, and for whatever reason they have no regard for the journalists, because they will have one press conference scheduled at 9 o'clock in a building that's half a mile or a mile away from the other with no way to get there except walking. But nevertheless, a little pontification at the top of the news. One of the stories scheduled to make headlines at Frankfurt is a convertible version of the Audi supercar. That's right. The Audi R8 is going to be shown in Frankfurt as a convertible. It has just been unveiled here in the United States as a 10-cylinder car. The base engine is a 4.2-liter, 400-horsepower V8. The V10 version uses a Gallardo V10. Of course, Lamborghini and Audi are cousins, part of the Volkswagen group. However, it doesn't make quite as much horsepower as the Gallardo, but very close. And that car, I spoke to a representative from Audi yesterday. He said it's going to be available to just a select few customers here in the United States. The folks at the Ford Motor Company are very proud of their new EcoBoost V6 engine, rolling out first in 3.5-liter form in the all-new 2010 Ford Taurus show, as well as the Lincoln MKT. And also, it is available right now on the Ford Flex vehicle. But the thing that they're touting about this week is the fact that they put the engine through what they call boot camp. And boot camp for a V6 EcoBoost power plant meant running the engine at top speed for more than 15 days straight. This is all part of durability testing from the Ford Motor Company, as this engine uses a number of cool technologies that have been used in the past but have been upgraded significantly. It uses two small turbochargers, and it uses direct injection. And I think between you and I, what they're trying to do is assure folks that this new V6 twin turbo will not suffer some of the same maladies that turbos of the past used to suffer, such as a problem with oil breaking the turbo down. They have a water-cooled turbo on this particular power plant, and it's the first of many. Reportedly, Ford is going to have 90% of its vehicle lineup available with an EcoBoost power plant by model year 2013. So that is quite a story itself. And, of course, we're talking in a V6 engine that can put out more than 350 horsepower, more than 350 pound-feet of torque. The Ford Taurus SHO, the sporty Taurus, is rated at 17 city, 25 highway. And that's pretty decent for those kind of numbers. The August sales figures are in for the automakers, and the news is good for many, as lots of folks cashed in, so to speak, on the Cash for Clunkers program. However, auto industry analysts are afraid that perhaps a lot of the people who bought during the Cash for Clunkers program would have been potential customers for the months of October, November, or December. They moved up their purchases in order to take advantage of the plan. However, I'm sure many dealerships are very happy to have their business at this time. In the pony car war sale department, between the Mustang, the Camaro, and the Challenger, the Camaro continues to outsell both the Mustang and the Challenger. The Mustang has perennially been the big seller in this category, but of course, the Camaro is all new. The disappointing news, as far as I'm concerned, as I'm pontificating again, officially up here on the soapbox, is the fact that reports have it that a number of dealers are really gouging on the 8-cylinder SS version of the Camaro, charging as much as, I was told earlier today, $45,000 to $50,000 for this car that stickers at $30,000. I hate that. There's no other way to say it. Ford also has a new variant of the Fusion for 2010. It's the Ford Fusion Sport. And if you log on to MotorTrend.com, you can see executive editors Matt Stone's first drive impressions of this vehicle. To me, in all honesty, it's a better-looking car than the Ford Taurus show. However, it doesn't have the show goodies. No all-wheel drive, no EcoBoost V6. It's got, however, a significantly updated suspension, and it certainly has got a cool look to it, a little rear lip spoiler, some ground effects, and I know the one that Matt drove was painted black, so it's kind of a sinister-looking version of the Fusion, and he was impressed with it. So let's see what else is happening here in the world of automobiles. Supposedly for model year 2012, where am I? Cadillac has been working on combining two different present vehicles into one. The convergence of the STS, which is the front-wheel drive V8 or V6-powered flagship model, with the DTS, which is the rear-wheel drive 8-cylinder oldest platformed Cadillac. This Cadillac that they're working on is going to be based on a platform known as the Super Epsilon-based large sedan platform. So we'll keep you posted on that. We'll keep you posted on many other things as well as Auto World unfolds. Easy enough for me to say on this Labor Day weekend. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
What are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
so it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. GetTheTea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury.
Here on Labor Day weekend, and we very much appreciate it. We're live all across North America, and we're going to be throwing out a trivia question, no doubt. Play a little trivia, have a little fun in this hour, and we're definitely going to have fun with our guest here. For many years, he was the online editor for Motor Trend, but these days he is the deputy auto editor for Consumer Reports. It's my pleasure to bring back to the show the man himself, Mr. Jeff Bartlett. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great. Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, definitely. So I can't believe it's Labor Day, number one. I wish it was 4th of July.
Yeah, boy, summer passed pretty quickly, but certainly a long weekend's always welcome.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have had a number of really cool stories in Consumer Reports lately, and we're going to talk about a gamut of things, including a recent muscle car test. You guys put the Ford Mustang GT up against the Challenger and the Camaro. That must have been lots of fun.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a story that a lot of us have been looking forward to for years. Certainly the Mustang's gone on unchallenged for too long, and you know, we're thrilled to see the Camaro come back with a profile reminiscent of that first generation, and the Challenger as well. Well, it had been out for a while. We held off on testing it till we could really do a classic roundup.
And in addition to that, you also threw in the Hyundai Genesis Coupe, which has really surprised lots of folks, as well as the latest rendition of the Subaru Impreza WRX.
Yeah, we complemented our kind of the retro muscle with what younger kids are really looking at as the modern interpretation of performance. So it really is a balanced meal, if you will.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the newest player in the test here. The Camaro shares a lot with the Pontiac G8, since this car kind of has a little bit of an Australian influence, Jeff.
It sure does, and that's a really good thing. At Consumer Reports, we really like the Pontiac G8, as many other enthusiast publications have reported as well. You know, a good engine, good platform, great fit and finish. Very sad to see that leave the portfolio, but certainly glad to see some of the engineering bits carry on in the Camaro, which looks just like the car we've seen in the Transformer movies. And it is wickedly fast.
Let's talk about the Challenger. Certainly, when you look at all of these three muscle cars, the most retro-looking of the bunch is the Challenger. Lots of folks say it looks like it stepped right out of 1971.
which is perfect for me. You know, as true to the originals, the better. You know, as a enthusiast growing up, what I always dreamt of was the classic original look and modern performance. You know, modern fuel-injected engine, good brakes, nice beefy tires, all the safety features. And all three cars deliver it, but the Challenger takes the assignment a bit more literally.
It definitely does. Of course, the Challenger is available with a wide variety of different power plant options. And the one thing that I noticed with the Challenger, as well as its sibling, the Charger, I mean, this is a big vehicle.
Yeah, it is huge. Something I particularly noticed in my personal commute, where I twist through many small two-lane roads, and this feels huge. It's like a truck almost, and you got to be very careful to keep it in its lane. But at the same time, on bigger roads, you appreciate the extra elbow room. It's roomy inside. Passengers can truly sit in the back seat. So space is a luxury, but luxuries come, you know, at a premium.
The Mustang has received some midlife updates for model year 2010, and certainly stylistically, Jeff, I really like what they've done with the base model, as well as the GT and the GT 500 as well. But focusing on the GT, it has a lot of the attitude of the GT 500. The GT 500 is really kind of not taking it up yet another notch, but I like the styling, and I certainly like the interior on the Mustang. They've improved that significantly.
The interior was a critical weakness with the previous version, you know, a couple year old. But boy, they really stepped it up with this. It still has a retro feel, but much more modern in its execution. The controls in the center stack now look more contemporary, whereas previous it looked like blatant cost-cutting. It was a touch on the embarrassing side. Trim on the doors, nice padding, nice accents. They really stepped it up there. The exterior styling is certainly a subjective thing, I can't get used to the rear end on that.
Well, the rounded rear end, yeah.
Yeah, it reminds of the Gagara concept from a few years ago, but that wasn't really one I liked.
Yeah, no, I know the one that you're referring to, definitely. Let's talk about some of the other players. As I've neglected to mention, the Z car from Nissan, which is all new, or at least significantly revised for model year 2010. It's got a new 3.7-liter engine as Nissan continues to wrangle even more and more and more power out of that power plant. How did you like that car?
It is a great driver's car. Yeah, talk about horsepower. From this little six-cylinder, now over 330 horsepower? That's insane.
It is. And now they've got this Nismo edition with 350 horsepower. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure anyone taking a test drive in the regular old base Z is going to just say, oh, if only it had a little more.
That's true.
But it's a more raw machine than some of the other cars we've talked about. You know, it really favors a, you know, someone who's going to savor every man-machine interface, driving interaction that you can with it. And it's really got to be for the kind of the right roads. This isn't something you drive around on, say, bumpy Michigan roads in traffic. This is a machine that was born to run, and it likes nice, big, twisty roads.
Exactly. The Hyundai Genesis is an interesting story based loosely on, of course, its sibling, the very well-received Genesis luxury sedan. And this vehicle is available in either four-cylinder turbo form or V6 form. I haven't driven either one. Jeff, tell us about this Genesis coupe.
Well, we tested the 306 horsepower V6 in it. And this is a car that delivers a lot for the money, which has really been one of Hyundai's hallmarks. It is very well equipped for the money. It's very quick. It handles well. It's a car that I think would surprise many people. Certainly, it will forever erase the word Tiburon from people's vocabulary. We found that the handling, the acceleration, the controls all truly excelled with it. And really, our main criticisms were things that focus more on the form factor, you know, the things you would expect, limited rear seat and trunk space, for example. But in the front seat, it feels good.
Yeah, and not bad as far as the materials used, too. When we come back, more with Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports. You're listening to Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over you're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down a highway made on the road. Drive that automobile down a made on the road.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Jeff Bartlett joins us, Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports Magazine. We're beginning things out here on a fun note, a comparison test between the Mustang, the Camaro, the Challenger, as well as a few other players in the game here, the 370Z from Nissan, the Genesis Coupe from Hyundai, and the WRX from Subaru. Tell us your thoughts about the WRX, Jeff.
Well, we certainly always welcome more horsepower. And that really addressed one of the issues that the car had. It wasn't really enough separation between the regular Impreza and the WRX, which always stood for, you know, the kind of the boy racer, the rally-inspired, real performance car. But now we got it. And it, and the car delivers great acceleration and braking, very agile, yet it maintains a very good ride in the real world. So we're quite pleased, and I think enthusiasts and those looking for a little extra fun in their all-weather commuting would certainly find appeal in it.
Between the traditional American players here, the Mustang, the Camaro, and the Challenger, I bet you a lot of our listeners are probably thinking that the Camaro would be the winner here, but it was not. Tell us which vehicle got the most points in your evaluation.
Well, this is certainly a controversial topic, I'm sure, among enthusiasts. But the Ford Mustang came out tops in this group with a score of 78 out of 100 possible points. It just really stood out as a good overall package. And really, this shouldn't be surprising because Ford's been evolving this, working on it for more than 40 years. The Chevrolet Camaro certainly delivers big power. It's fun on the track, but it has some shortcomings. Some of the things that, you know, bothered us were, you know, visibility is very limited in the car, and headroom and, you know, forward visibility is a challenge, and trunk access is limited, and back seat space is a bit limited. Fit and finish isn't tops for the group. So that that all hurt it a bit in the points. So that came in at about 71 points. The Challenger came in third of the group at just 53 points. So it's a fair bit behind the others. Like we said before, you know, part of it is it's a big car. You know, it's big and hefty. It's got a bit of body roll. It doesn't have the handling acumen of the other cars, and its weight, I think, contributes to part of the what it sacrifices in dynamics. Whereas the Mustang, by far the lightest of the three, makes great use of its 315 horsepower and feels very agile, very quick. It's very rewarding. That's how they rank.
Of the three Japanese contenders, the Genesis, the WRX, and the 370Z, which one would be your particular choice?
Well, I could be very tempted to choose between the Genesis and the Z. Both of them very engaging. I think if I was feeling a bit mischievous, I would lean toward the Z. If I was looking for a little bit more real-world comfort, the Genesis. But truth be told, I live up in New England, yeah, as I know you do as well, and face some tough winters. The WRX would allow me to have it all and also make it easier to transport the family. So in reality, it would be the WRX.
You can read all about it in the brand-new issue of Consumer Reports, the October issue. And you can also read some other cool stuff, which we're going to be talking about throughout the hour. Let's talk a little bit about another story that you sent me. And this is a good follow-up to the Cash for Clunkers program that car buyers are thinking American, but they're not thinking that all brands are equal. Explain this a little bit more, Jeff.
Sure. Consumer Reports periodically conducts what we call auto pulse surveys. These are random nationwide surveys that we try and seek what the pulse of America is on certain topics. This time around, we dove into car buying in particular to see what the influence of incentives is, thinking cash for clunkers in particular, but also take a look at what car owners are thinking about for their next purchase. So this is forward-looking, what will their behavior be? Because certainly we've come through an interesting year, and as we suspected, what people will do next is interesting as well.
Absolutely. So it seems that folks are a little higher on Ford and GM, but a little bit more skeptical about Chrysler, and I don't blame them, to be honest. I'm worried about the future of Chrysler myself.
As I'm sure many people are there as well. Yeah, what we found is we started on this thread by looking at, with your next car, what brands will you consider? And we broke that back down to compare Asian brands versus American versus European. It's very important that we didn't ask, will you buy American? Because, as you know, that is an extremely loaded question. All kinds of confusion there. But when we looked at it by brands, what we found is the American brands, that is the Detroit 3, really stood out with more than 80% of these random respondents saying that they'd be considering purchasing American, whereas less than 50% for Asian or European brands. So that indicates, you know, a shift in people's attention, because certainly American companies don't occupy 80% of the market right now. And also it speaks of opportunity for the Detroit 3.
Absolutely. That will surprise a lot of people, because certainly the Asian and European models have really dominated the marketplace, especially on the East Coast and on the West Coast. So looking at the survey here, just 47% considering Asian, and even less, 46% for European models. That's definitely a surprise.
Now, of course, this is the likelihood of purchasing, the seriousness of considering these brands. What they actually buy will remain to be seen, and we can analyze in reflection in a year. But what really stood out is when we broke it down between Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors, the consideration really wasn't the same among them, and the difference in how people felt about the brands had changed in the past year. So what we saw was Ford has a 17% increase in the likelihood to consider for purchase over a year ago. And, that is probably strongly influenced by that being the only one of the Detroit three that did not seek federal assistance in the past year. That's got to be a big factor.
Definitely.
For new car buyers, General Motors was down slightly at 6% less likely. It was about neutral if you look at new and used car buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Chrysler side, it was down 25%.
Ooh, wow, that's a big hit.
That is a very big hit.
What did your survey find as being some of the most important factors that they consider when going into the showroom to choose their next vehicle, or even before they hit the showroom?
Well, generally the factors that we found in this survey and others this year have really been very pragmatic. That is, people are focused on, solid economic issues, whereas in years past we saw, the influence of, say, styling and performance were much bigger draws for sales. So right now we see people really looking at price and fuel economy, but they're also looking, and this I find really a good thing, at safety and quality. So despite that, in this economy, that people are really watching the bottom line, they also want a car that's going to last, which ultimately keeps the owner cost down. They want one that's safe, too.
It makes sense. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports, we'll take those and we'll throw a trivia question out as well. This is Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say, I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Our telephone number, very simple. It's 800-259-9231. Email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com. If you have a question for Jeff Bartlett, deputy editor for Autos for Consumer Reports magazine, now's your opportunity to talk one-on-one with Jeff at 800-259-9231. We'll throw it. A trivia question about a Subaru sporty car, kind of sports car, had very unusual, what I call the window within the window. This was from the early 1990s. This was a rather pricey piece, and there aren't too many of them around these days. What was that Subaru that had the window within the window? The rest of the glass was fixed, only part of the window went down. 800-259-9231. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about another exciting topic, and this is iPhone navigation apps. Certainly, the portable navigation units have really taken off. They used to be very, very pricey, but now, you know, they've become very affordable, and this is cool that there are actually apps available for the iPhone.
The iPhone has just been an amazing device, so versatile. It's really opened up a world of creativity. And one of the ways that companies and individuals have been capitalizing on it recently is the introduction of these GPS applications. The GPS market, as we've seen, has evolved so rapidly in the last 2 or 3 years. And it seems like truly every 6 months a new technology comes out, a new feature that really changes things and forces half the companies to rush to catch up. And the iPhone's the latest. This is the technology that's going to have all of the device makers wondering, do we play there, do we not, how do we compete, and what do we do? And what we've seen already since Apple introduced the OS 3.0 that's on the iPhone 3G and 3GS, that already two of the major GPS manufacturers have launched software, and there are a bunch of other companies that are coming. So they've been keeping us busy, checking them out and seeing how they compare.
Excellent. Which are the two brands that have launched the app so far?
Well, the first one to reach market was Navigon. Now, this was a we consider a top GPS device maker, though they only had a small percentage of sales in the U.S. They're very big in Europe, but they're a real driver of innovation. This is the company that introduced free real-time traffic on affordable units. They introduced something called Reality View, which shows you graphics that look just like a major roadway junction, so you know which lane to get into and what the street signs look like. It's very cool stuff. They jumped out of the device market in the U.S. to do only software. So they're fully committed to producing the software. And the second company is TomTom, which is one of the two largest device sellers in the U.S. Their software just came out in the last few days.
Excellent. And how much are these apps? Are they affordable?
Well, that's where this starts to get a little interesting, at least for right now. The Navigon software we tested was $70, but the TomTom software is $100. So that raises some significant questions about the price of the convenience of having one do-it-all device, being the iPhone, versus having a purpose-built, specialized GPS device, which you can buy, a good TomTom unit for $120, $130 on sale. Considering that the iPhone would need a dash mount or windshield mount, as well as a car charger to use, all of a sudden that $100 becomes just about the same price as buying a dedicated device.
That's a really good point, yeah.
Yeah, so it becomes a tough decision, because if you buy a dedicated device, you could have one in your household. You could share it with other members of your family or a friend, or put it in a different car. But you're not going to share your iPhone. You got to have that nearby for phone calls.
No, that is true. How about performance-wise? How did these iPhone GPS apps work compared to the standalone units?
Well, these are all decidedly version 1.0. So coming out of the gate, they were a bit rushed. They don't have all of the features, both the types of things you see listed on a box, as well as the subtle things that really speak to the ease of use. So they feel like they're not quite on par with the devices of 2009. But there is the promise that they're adding new features all the time. And if you purchased the software, that you would be able to get the update for free. The only thing is you don't know what they'll update and when and how good it'll be. The core thing that we've been really fascinated by is the iPhone brings great resolution and vivid colors. These look really good. They look better than a regular GPS device.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, the GPS locator isn't as accurate. So when you follow your little icon down the road, sometimes it's not on the road.
Wow.
Which is a little disconcerting. Presumably that's something that will be improved in the future, but clearly they're a little rough around the edges just yet.
Do you expect many more of the navigation manufacturers, some of the other brands, Magellan, et cetera, do you think they'll get in on this app market as well?
I think it's going to be mission critical for them. How soon they do it or how soon they realize that remains to be seen. Garmin, more than a year ago, was talking about coming out with the Nuvi phone, which was its own branded cell phone that had essentially its GPS devices built within. That hasn't come out just yet. And they seem to be very dedicated to that concept, whereas the iPhone already has millions of users. It may be in their best interest to also develop an iPhone app, and certainly Magellan should as well. Down the road, with device prices only coming down, there is less and less profit in the devices, whereas software is almost entirely profit because you don't have to pay for the development of hardware nor the shipping and stocking of it.
Oh, that's a really good point. Of course, for at least now, the iPhone is exclusive to AT&T. I know that there are another number of other phone companies that have been pursuing getting the iPhone. How about the AT&T Navigator software? Have you guys checked that out?
We've been using that recently. We just published kind of a first test drive on it. that is a subscription-based service.
Mm.
So you pay about $10 a month to use it, and in many regards, we find it's not as good as, say, the TomTom software. So that becomes a pretty tough case too. So if it's $10 a month, you know, I can do the math on that. It's $120 a year. So in a year, you could just buy a device.
Yeah.
It has the benefit of it is downloading the maps and points of interest information as needed. But that's also its biggest handicap because AT&T cellular service is among the worst for the major carriers in the U.S. So there will be more places where there are holes in the service. Whereas if you have a device that downloaded the maps and all your points of interest, it's with you, service or not. Which, you know, if you're driving across, you know, the Midwestern plains or out in the far west, yeah, that can be pretty handy.
Absolutely. Jeff Bartlett is with us from Consumer Reports, and we're talking about a gamut of things, everything from the muscle car test there, which also included three new Asian vehicles, to iPhone apps, to what Americans are thinking about when buying a new car. If you got a question, give us a call. Got an email here regarding the muscle car comparison test. It comes from Henry, listening on WBIX AM 1060, the business station in Boston. And he would like to ask Jeff, how come you guys didn't test the SRT8 version of the Challenger?
For a moment there, I almost thought it was going to turn out to be Henry Ford. But clearly it wasn't. Well, the reason is we try when we put together these comparisons to not only have cars that are comparable, but more importantly, we really aim for what we feel is the heart of the market for that particular vehicle. SRT8 is a very small volume, very expensive car. The RT was within $1,000 of its competitors.
That makes sense. Jeff, time just flies when you're with us. We'll do this again real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bob.
He's Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.